Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 Mountain Standard Time. A dark one here in the valley right now, but not a bad, minus 4 degrees, and winds are out of the southeast at 4 kilometers an hour, and barometric pressure 102.8 kilopascals and falling. And our humidity is sitting at a moist 93%. They are calling for overcast conditions today and temperature steady near minus 4. I guess this is the high. We're here. No change from what you see now except in the lighting conditions. That's about it. And overnight we're going to go down to minus 4, and tomorrow we've got a high of minus 1 with a chance of flurries about 30%. Saturday, cloudy, high of minus 1. Sunday, cloudy, high of 4. Monday, cloudy, high of 4. Tuesday, chance of rain or flurries, high of 2. And Wednesday, we'll get down below the zero mark again with minus 1 degrees. Anyways, let's get rolling here. We've got the Talking Heads lined up from the Little Creatures album, 1985, with a song called Road to Nowhere, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
Come on inside. Take a night. This is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenay Radio every night at 10.
Nothing I'd rather do than rock with you and we really. Feeling and rocking, baby. We was feeling and rocking until the break of dawn. I looked out, my watch, it was a little past 3. I was digging at her and she was digging me and we really. Feeling and rocking, child, until the break of dawn. My watch, it was almost 4. She said, "Lonesome George, let's do it some more." Woo! Feeling it rocking. Feeling it rocking, child. Feel the break of dawn. Look out there.
it was almost 8. Now, I was a little slow, but she wasn't late, and we really... Looked at my watch, it was almost 9. She said, ooh, George, baby, that sure feels fine. One, you gotta admit it, folks, you're all having fun.
Okay, George, so good there. Of course, a live cut to Reelin' and Rockin', an old Chuck Berry song, and 4 degrees, or minus 4 degrees in the Creston Valley here this morning, and we've already reached the high for today. That's it. It's staying minus 4 right now, all day, all night, and we'll warm up a little more tomorrow. 7:45. A big thanks going out to all the listeners over there at Quick X. I understand they had a great time listening to South Kootenai Radio yesterday. Thought the music was good. Shows such as the Hot Chicken and LPs, etc. So, thanks for listening, everyone, over there at Quick X. And right now, at 7:45, it's time for this day in Canadian history. And December the 12th, our first stories from 1894, a story out of Windsor, England. And Sir John Thompson dies at Windsor Castle of a heart attack a few minutes after being sworn in by Queen Victoria as a member of the Privy Council. His body is brought home by a British warship, Canada's fourth Prime Minister since December the 5th, 1892. He was former Premier of Nova Scotia and brought to Ottawa by John A. Macdonald to serve as Justice Minister. "The great discovery of my life," said John A., "was my discovery of Thompson." Thompson was replaced by Mackenzie Bull. And what else do we have on this day? In 1901, out of St. John's, Newfoundland, Guglielmo, or something similar, Guglielmo Marconi sends and receives the first transatlantic radio message on Signal Hill. The 3,200 kilometers away across the Atlantic from Poldhue, Cornwall, from a box kite trailing a 121-meter-long copper wire antenna. The first transatlantic wireless test signal is heard as the faint clicking of Morse code of the letter S repeated over and over. And 4 days later, Marconi will be officially notified by the Anglo-American Telegraph Company that it will take legal action against him unless he immediately ceases his wireless experiments and removes his equipment from Newfoundland. Anglo-American, has a 50-year monopoly on electrical communications in Newfoundland starting in 1858 and is determined to hinder radio telegraphy, which it knows is a serious threat to transatlantic electric telegraph business operated by submarine cables. Marconi soon decides to move his base and operations to Cape Breton. Well, I guess it was legal there. And what else do we have here? A couple of birthdays. John Sandfield MacDonald, born in 1812. A lawyer, politician, born on this day in 1812 at St. Raphael, Ontario. Died in Cornwall, Ontario, June the 1st, 1872. MacDonald articled in the offices of A. McLean and W. A. Draper. 1840, he's called to the bar. I guess they thought he was thirsty. Yep. Opened practice in Cornwall. 1841, the conservative MLA, Glengarry, in the first assembly of the province of Canada. Province of Canada. Oh, interesting. And served in all eight parliaments. Yeah. What else do we have here? Oh, there was an interesting fact. I gotta scroll down here a little bit for this one. It was a Wayne Gretzky story. Yes, in 1981. Oiler Wayne Gretzky notches another NHL record, reaching his 50-goal mark in only 39 games. There you go. Okay, what do I have? Oh, all right, I remember this story, too, from 1970 out of Prince George, British Columbia. Roy Spencer, father of Toronto Maple Leaf rookie Brian Spinner Spencer, is shot and killed by the RCMP outside a Prince George TV station after he had forced it off the air at gunpoint because it was not carrying a game between the Leafs and Chicago Blackhawks. In an interview with his son, Brian Spencer shot himself and killed in June 88 in Florida. Wow. 1973, the Royal Mint starts the sale of the commemorative coin to help finance the 76 Olympics, Montreal Olympics. And get a load of this story. I kind of wonder what was the thinking here. 1969 out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Or pardon me, Halifax, Nova Scotia, 1969. The Royal Canadian Navy retires the aircraft carrier HMCS Bonaventure after 12 years of service. What the heck are they building aircraft carriers for that only last 12 years? What was the deal with that? If anybody's got any insight on that, please let me know. Oh, Red Hot by Brian Setzer, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6'4", sleeps in the kitchen with the pizza out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
she's really got a lot. What I like, but I wish she wasn't gonna change her mind every night. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal is cool as fuck.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal is cool as fuck.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Brian Setzer, they're Red Hot from the Rockabilly Riot album of 2005. And I had one of the listeners send me a note on the was it called the HMCS? I don't think so. No, the RC, Royal Canadian Navy. Retires the aircraft carrier HMCS Bonaventure after 12 years of service. And I was wondering why the heck an aircraft carrier was retired so quickly. Well, it turns out we bought the thing off of the Brits. It was used to begin with. Got a thing for buying used stuff off the Brits. So the aircraft carrier lasted 12 years. Although we have had, we bought four submarines off them. And I think we've only got about 15 minutes of service out of them. There's been a ton of problems with those. Anyways, I don't know why they don't just take our money and burn it. Yeah. Anyways, what do we got here? It is 7:55. Let's see. I got a song here. I'm not quite sure what to make of this one or what's going to happen about it. Billie Holiday, Speak Low. Right here on Soul Good News Radio.
Juice.
mellow. Yeah, I thought we needed the toe tap and stuff here in the morning. What the heck? I must have bumped my head. Anyways, yeah, Billie Holiday there. Not to take anything away from Billie, she's a good singer, but I think I could have made a better choice of a song. Anyways, hope you don't string me up over that one. All right, I see it's 8 o'clock. We got the crew coming in here. They're all huddled around the door, just trying to get through there. And they've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update for you. So we'll be back very soon on the second half hour with some more toe-tap and music.
This is CBC News. I'm Stephen Bull. Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Chinalat has dissolved parliament and called for an election. Her move comes after opposition politicians resigned en masse. Peter Hadfield reports from Bangkok.
Protest leaders are calling this the Day of Judgment.
Hey everybody, it's me, the champ. You know, the champ family. We're honest. The champ, Mrs. Champ, the chimp, even our dog, he's honest as well. But that, you know, people try to get us in trouble. They try to find out that we've done something wrong. And that's always upset me over the years because we wouldn't do anything wrong. People will hide out behind shells waiting for us to steal something or something like that. Anyway, apparently there was a woman who looked like Mrs. Champ was quite the shoplifter, running in and around and stealing things, and it was a well-known thing. They even had a kind of a picture on telephone post. It really did look like her. Anyway, they finally caught a woman, not Mrs. Champ, but this guy that caught her had to go up in front of a police lineup to kind of point her out to make sure that it was the woman, so they asked Mrs. Champ if she wouldn't mind stepping in the lineup to make sure that this guy could decisively pick out the culprit. So anyway, the guy was Nosy Parker. Can you believe that? And I think they wanted Nosy Parker to pick Mrs. Champ out of a lineup. Anyway, they're sitting there, Nosy does his thing, but he picks Mrs. Champ. Can you believe it? So anyway, Knuckles comes up over to me and he says, "Hey Champ, I understand Nosy Parker fingered Mrs. Champ." I said, "Pardon?" "Should I understand Nosy Parker fingered Mrs. Champ in front of the police?" "Well, lose it. Stop. Overreact." Oh, I had a mugshot for him. Right to his mug. Here comes the big mitt. He's down on the ground. I said, "How's that, Knuckles Muldoon? Does that look like Nosy Parker fingered Mrs. Champ enough for you?" Ever since I've been the champ.
Just out of school, I'm a freak, real cool. I got the jump, got the job, got the message. I'm alive, I'm a wife, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, I'm gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you come with my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake all night long. I shake till I feel you come home from the ball, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you come with my style, I'm a real wild child. In my 88, get that ship and don't be late. We're gonna move it all night long. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Whoa! When the sun goes down, all the after dark, I can get around. Gonna move all around, maybe have a hop. When we start to bump, and I sure can't stop. But I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child. Watch out.
feet, wandering about her, kicking in old tin cans, flicking sticks along the fence, wondering where the good times went. I'm not really sure. A rodeo boy, a rodeo boy, a rodeo boy in a long horse town. And down at the old cafe, people throwing looks my way. I guess they don't know what to say since they heard the news. A small town boy, a city girl, she took him right out of his world. Standing on the curb, now he's got the blues. A rodeo boy, a rodeo boy, a rodeo boy in a one-horse town. A rodeo boy, a rodeo boy, a rodeo boy in a one-horse town. My saddle hangs behind the door. My boots are standing on the floor. I walk around in shoes. I guess I could catch a train. I keep hoping that her mind will change. Hope that she'll come back again. I guess I'm just a fool. A rodeo boy. A rodeo boy. A rodeo boy.
Leading us up to this day in rock and roll history. And, Mr. Link Wray with our theme song. Yep. Okay, what do we have here? December the 12th. We've got a couple of birthdays. 1941, December the 12th. Our first one, Terry Kirkman, keyboard and vocals for the Association. And one of their big hits, Along Comes Mary. And 1943, Dickie Betts, guitar vocalist for the Allman Brothers Band. Dickie, 70 years old today. Yeah. 1944, Rob Tyner, vocalist for MC5. Kick Out the Jams. Love to play that album, but holy crow, it's definitely 18 plus. Oh. 1947, Ralph Scala, keyboard player for the Blues Magoos. And one of their big hits, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on this day. We are going to start off with the useless trivia from 1959. After being overtaken as the best-selling record in the U.S. for a couple of weeks, Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife returned to the top spot on the Cashbox chart. It's a feat that is seldom duplicated. Yeah. 1964, The Zombies reached their highest point in the Billboard pop chart when She's Not There topped out at number 2. Although they recorded the track in just one take, it would stay on the Hot 100 for 3 months. Just goes to show you, sometimes one take is all that is needed. Yeah. 1970, The Doors played their last concert with Jim Morrison as lead singer at the Warehouse in New Orleans. 1974, saying that he felt that now was the time to move on and do something new, Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones. 5.5 years after replacing Brian Jones as lead guitarist, Ron Wood would be named to take his place. And, of course, Ronnie's been playing with the Stones ever since. Yeah. 1984, Ian Stewart, the Pete Best of the Rolling Stones, died of a heart attack in his doctor's waiting room. He left the band in May of 1963 when their manager felt that he didn't fit the group's bad boy image, but continued to work with them as a road manager and played keyboards on most of the Stones' essential albums from the late 60s until the 80s. 2003, Mick Jagger was knighted by Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace. Jagger's 92-year-old father was in attendance to see his son receive the award. And in 2007, Ike Turner, whose role as the rock and roll's most innovative architect, was overshadowed by his image as the man who abused his former wife and singing partner, Tina Turner. He suffered a fatal heart attack at the age of 76. Yeah. All right, let's get rolling here. We'll start off celebrating Terry Kirkman's birthday, the keyboard and vocalist for the Association, and I've got a song here called Windy, and this is recorded live at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya. Yes, that line falls on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
And we're going to get things straight right now. Okay, Danny, is it actually pronounced scones or scones?
Scones.
And but why is that?
Because if it was pronounced scones, there would not be any E in the word.
All right. That sounds like something you might want to eat when you're listening to the folk show.
Yeah, with clotted cream and strawberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This old man was graceful.
women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, baby, blow. My rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill for everybody, and my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Forgot to turn the power on to the soundboard. Why do I do that? Yeah. Well, I got some other things plugging in, unplugging, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that tune there, Rocket 88, that one was Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. That particular album, I think, came out in 1958, something like that. Anyways, that features Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats, yeah, along with Ike Turner. Yeah, Ike Turner, he was quite the guitar player, that's for sure. Anyways, Ike passed away on this day on in 2007. Now, before that, we had the Rolling Stones' Ventilator Blues. That was, I think, the only song ever kind of credited to Mick Taylor on his 5.5 years that he was with the Rolling Stones. So I had to play that one. It was on this day that he had finally left, saying it was time to move on. And Ronnie Wood then joined the band. Before that, we had The Doors with Land Ho. It was on this day in 1970. The Doors played their final concert with Jim Morrison as the lead singer. And let's see, before that we had Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife. That song actually was number one, and then it dropped off the top spot, and then came back shortly after. A feat seldom duplicated. And then, of course, we started things off with the Association, a song called Windy that they played at the Monterey Pop Festival. Terry Kirkman, born on this day in 1941, and Terry was the keyboard and vocalist for the Association. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of this day in rock and roll history for you. And it appears to be a fan favorite out there, so we aim to play some good tunes for you. What else do we have here? Oh, we're going to do the weather across the country right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, -4 degrees. And that is our high today, and that's what it's going down to tonight. And it'll finally warm up to 1 degree, I think, tomorrow. And currently in Vancouver, it's 0 degrees and cloudy. Get a load out of this. And this is no joke. Minus 40 with ice crystals in Yellowknife. Oh, it appears to be the coldest spot in Canada right now. And Calgary cloudy, minus 11. Minus 20 in snow in Saskatoon. Minus 23 and cloudy in Winnipeg. Toronto, minus 11 and cloudy. Oh, look at that. Minus 16 and sunny in Fredericton. At least it's sunny. And minus 7. And sunny in St. John's, Newfoundland. All right. What do we have here? I think it's time for a little bit of Samara Clapton, don't you think? A little bit of toe-tapping. Rita Mae from the another Ticket album of 1981, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Rita Mae, Rita Mae, come visit me today. SKR, South Kootenai Radio. On the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR.
Los Lobos there from their Kiko album of 1992 with Arriva's House. Yeah, it is 8:45. You know what that means, folks. It is time for our artist highlight. And, of course, this fun little segment that we have is sponsored by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston, the best-looking building in all of downtown. Of course, with the new name change, though, they're just looking to get the final touches there with their new logo and their sign out on the front, and then everything will really start to fall into place. Anyways, what do we have here? Today I decided to feature some music of Mick Taylor, who left the Rolling Stones on this day after 5.5 years. When he joined the band after the death of Brian Jones. And there's no denying that the great string of classic albums that the Rolling Stones issued during the late 60s and early 70s, 1969's Let It Bleed, 1970 Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, 1971 Sticky Fingers, 1972 Exile on Main Street. But while Jagger and Richard received the lion's share of the credit for these aforementioned albums, it was the guitar work and uncredited songwriting contributions of Mick Taylor that helped make these albums so special. Born Michael Kevin Taylor on January the 17th, 1949, in Welwyn Garden City, Hertfordshire, England, but he was raised in a London suburb of Hatfield. Taylor first picked up the guitar at age 9, inspired by his guitar-playing uncle. and boy did he ever pick it up, as you will find out. Now I'm going to play a couple of songs from an album that Mick Taylor, Jerry Groom, and friends put out in 1991, and it's called Once in a Blue Moon. We're going to start things off with Can't Be Satisfied right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Duct tape that sucker. Like snapping my pistol in your face. Gonna have to let some graveyard, baby, be your resting place. You're nothing but trouble all the whole night long. I just can't be satisfied, but I just can't keep from trying. You know the blue, nothing but the way you the way you breathe. And if you ain't never had them, brother, I hope you never will. My pistol in your face. Gonna have to let some graveyard, baby, be your resting place. Cause you ain't nothing but trouble. Whoa, whoa, the whole night long. Well, I just can't be satisfied, but I just can't keep one, from two, trying. Thank you. say that you'll be mine. Who say that you'll be mine? Who say that you'll be mine? Love me all the time. Say that you'll be mine. True. I say that you'll be true. Say that you'll be true, honey, see me through. I say that you'll be true.
When we're laying on the beach, my friends and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Hip shake, baby. Hip shake, baby. My mom.
baby, let your love come down on me. I'll do the hip shake, baby, let your love come down on me. Gonna love me tonight, in the morning I'll set you free.
There you go, a little artist highlight today featuring the music of Mick Taylor, who left the Rolling Stones on this day. And, I already filed my notes. Anyway, he played with the Stones for 5.5 years. I think it was around 1976, something like that, that he left. But anyways, we had an album there, Mick Taylor with Jerry Groom and friends. And just to show off some of the guitar playing of Mick Taylor there, we had Hip Shake finishing things off. And before that, we had Susie Q, Coastin' Home, and we started off with Can't Be Satisfied. Stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another artist highlight for you. And that is it for the morning show today, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. And when you're out and about today, make sure you tell your friends, colleagues, neighbors, total strangers, anyone that you bump into about South Kootenai Radio, and what a lot of fun that it can be. Go to the website, theskr.com, and you can find out our schedule there, and download some podcasts if you like. But in the meantime, we've got to break away here. We've got the news crew to do a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we're going to get back to some regular broadcasting. And on with the day, on with the schedule. So have a great one, everyone, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.